how did your mom, your mother, wash clothes? Did she do it outside in a...
Well, they had wash tubs.
Mm-hmm.
They had wash tubs and they heated the water in the kitchen and took the water out of the well and the cold water and heated it in the kitchen, poured it in the wash tub. And that was the time when they had the scrubbing boards and things like that.
Right. Well, how did she heat? She heated the water in the kitchen?
In the kitchen on the cook stove.
Oh, what would she put the water in to heat it in?
A bucket.
Okay. And
metal bucket.
Did she keep many flowers in the house? Did she like
flowers?
Uh-huh.
Oftentimes they kept geraniums largely.
What would they keep them in?
Flower pots.
Okay. What if it wasn't, it didn't have dirt in it maybe, if it was just a long glass cylinder with water at the bottom? Did you have a special name for that?
What was it now?
If it was, I was thinking maybe you might have one. Say it stands about this high and there's water in the bottom.
Vases.
Okay.
Some of the highbrows, I call them vases.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't gotten that far.
That's good. I haven't either. When you sit down to eat, you have about three or four things you might use to eat your food with. I wonder if you could tell me the names.
Nothing but a knife, a fork, and a spoon.
Okay. What if you had more than one knife? How many would you say you had? Two or three, you'd say I had?
Well, we didn't have anything like that. Now, of course, there were knives that were used. There were at various functions. There were several forks. They'd have an orange spoon for the taking the orange halves and grapefruits.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, they'd have a couple of spoons, a coffee spoon, and a dessert spoon, and the soup spoon.
So you'd use all those then when you were eating? Okay. After you'd finished dinner, after you'd finished eating, you might say if the dishes are all dirty, it's almost supper time. And we have to have some clean dishes, so I must... What would you do to the dishes if they're all dirty?
Well, usually one or two of the family help wash the dishes.
Okay. And
there's a sink in the kitchen that was prepared for
it. Well, after you'd wash them in soapy water, what would you do with the...
Put them in a china closet.
Well, but before... You had to get the soapy water off them. What would you do with the clean
rinse
one?
Rinse them.
Okay. And... What do you call the cloth or rag that you might use when you're washing the dishes?
Wash rag.
Okay. And how about the cloth or rag that you use for drying the dishes?
Towel.
Okay. And when you wash your face, you use a different kind of...
Different kind of towel.
Okay. What would you call that?
I'd call that a bath towel.
What if you were, if you're going to get it all wet though, and you're washing your face with this cloth, and it had soap on it? Would you call that a bath towel? Would you might call it something
else?
Well,
it's a bath rag and a face towel, bath towels,
mm-hmm.
hand towels.
And what about the thing that you turn on to get the water to come out of?
The faucet.
All right. And how does the water come up through the faucet?
Well, it had hot water faucets and cold water faucets.
Okay, well, what about...
It came from the piping.
Right.
City water mostly, but in the country, you didn't have that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you might also have to go into town maybe to buy flour. And you'd usually buy that in bulk, say.